You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. The summer of 1978 was a breathtaking moment to witness. Gone down in history as the year of the three popes, it was riddled with events worthy of note. So to mark this anniversary, I've chosen to focus on the second pope in line that summer, the one who's inspired many a novel. The one whose pontificate lasted only 33 days. You'll have guessed, of course, he's John Paul I, Albino Luciani, who was elected as successor of Peter on the 26th of August of that year. If you're interested, do stay tuned, as in a few moments I'll be bringing you some very personal testimonies of this extraordinary moment in the history of the Catholic Church, together with exclusive sound from our very own Vatican Radio archives of this Pope's gentle and, I should add, moving voice as he speaks to us in English. But first of all, I'd like to put you in the picture in a rather abrupt manner as our actor Ken Belton reads out a list of dates pertaining to that year in a suitably declamatory manner.
August the 6th, 1978. Giovanni Battista Montini, Pope Paul VI, dies in Castel Gandolfo at the age of 81 after a 15-year pontificate. August the 26th, 1978. The Cardinal Patriarch of Venice, Albino Luciani, is elected Pope. He takes the name John Paul I.
Cardinalem Luciani.
September the 3rd, 1978. At the explicit request of the new Pope, the centuries-old coronation pageant is replaced by a simpler inauguration ceremony. No tiara, no throne, no fanfares. September the 23rd, 1978. Pope Luciani takes possession of his patriarchal archbasilica of St. John Lateran.
Your presence is a great joy for me because I love you all very much.
September the 28th, 1978. John Paul I dies after a pontificate that lasted 33 days.
The actual sound of the bells of St. Peter's tolling to let the world know the newly elected Pope was dead. Barely a month had gone by since they had tolled for Paul VI, and people in Rome listened in disbelief. People like the late Cardinal John Foley.
Well, I had a great sense of disbelief. I remember I was at home and somebody knocked at my door at 4 a.m. and said the Pope died. And I said, I know the Pope died. You know, they elected a new one a month ago. And they said, no, that Pope died. You know, I couldn't believe it.
People like the late Ursuline sister, Kathleen England.
We got up in the morning and someone said, the Pope's dead. And nobody believed it. So we dashed down to the telephone to phone everywhere. And everybody was anxiously inquiring. And, of course, it was true.
Or like the late Cardinal William Wakefield Baum.
One of my priests called me. It was about 2:30, 2:45 in the morning, and he wakened me from a dead sleep. And he said, I'm sorry to call you, but I think you should know the Pope has died. And my first reaction is, you're mistaken. You must have been listening to a program about the death of Pope Paul VI. His pontificate, although brief, was, from our point of view, a moment of grace. The world reacted with great joy to the election of John Paul I. I remember that with great satisfaction. Immediately, the world embraced him. Now, he had that ability to communicate.
Dear sons and daughters, your presence is a great joy for me because I love you all very much. And it is about love that I want to speak to you today. Love is like a journey in which we run towards the object of love. To love God is a wonderful journey, but sometimes it involves sacrifice.
Cardinal Baum was one of the members of the College of Cardinals that elected John Paul I.
It's like a retreat. It's a very prayerful experience. We spend most of our time in prayer and reflection. That's the spirit of the conclave. It's not what the world might think. And I'd like to emphasize that it is a spiritual experience, truly a retreat, and that it's mysterious what takes place. The operation of the Holy Spirit is with us, and we're aware of that. It's indefinable, but we are aware of it.
Because love is a journey, we must not stop. Our Heavenly Father wants us perfect like Himself. God wants us to make progress in love, with my apostolic blessing.
When he came here for the conclave, he stayed here for, say, a week or two before the conclave. And I remember sometimes I used to tease him about the thing, you see. He never suspected that he would have been elected Pope.
Augustinian Father Prosper Grech was head of the religious house where Cardinal Luciani stayed in the days preceding the conclave. Ironically, the house faces the papal apartments on the other side of St. Peter's Square.
Somebody had been lobbying for him, you see. Well, he didn't like the thing. In fact, he never went out. He was always in our garden. And if anybody wanted to bring up the conclave subject, he would, you know, just shy away.
I remember the conclave itself. We thought, well, you know, it'll go on for some time. The cardinals meet together and have their various...
Vatican radio journalist Arthur Baum recalled the atmosphere in St. Peter's Square and in the radio commentator's box on the day of the election.
We went along that evening to St. Peter's Square, where nothing was supposed to be happening, of course. Smoke came out of the chimney on the Sistine Chapel, which, as usual, you couldn't tell whether it was white or black, so no one knew what was happening.
Whitish color, the smoke is according
Purtroppo
to Antoine.
Purtroppo mi trovo in una situazione un po' delicata, non posso annunciare che la fumata è bianca, no. Lo vedo bianco sporco.
As to explain what color the smoke was, Antoine, speaking very naturally and very normally, said dirty white. I think he perhaps should have said off-white. Antoine asked other correspondents.
And then suddenly, up in the Vatican, I saw one of the doors open and some sisters came running out and ran along an outdoor balcony. And though it's an unusual in the middle of a conclave, sure something happened. And I waited on, together with many others, of course. And about half an hour later, the doors on the loggia of St. Peter's Basilica onto the square opened, and a cross-bearer appeared in liturgical vestments. Well, I think it can only mean one thing. That's the end of it, the conclave. They've actually got it all over in one voting session. And in fact, the procession then came, and we heard the news, which has been repeated many times, I think, the usual words, annuntio vobis gaudium magnum, I tell you a great joy, we have a new pope.
The cross is appearing.
Voici la croix.
Cardinal Pericle Felici is on the central loggia of the Vatican Basilica.
Annuntio vobis Gaudium Magnum. Habemus Papam.
And I hope you enjoyed this feature I put together for you. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scarsbrick.